that brings me to a very important subject, which is public speaking. Everybody wants to improve it. Everybody wants to get better at it. And yet it is one of the biggest irrational fears, if you will, that people have, is ever getting up in public and speaking and expressing what they have to say in front of a group of people. And I've been doing it professionally for 13 years. You've done it for 3 decades or more. And we know it's pretty safe. But why is it such a huge apprehension? Why does the body react the way it does when people are going in front of a group of people? Is it the same thing? What is your take on that, Marissa?
Well, actually, public speaking is very simple. When we're born, we have a driving need to survive. And in order to survive, we must do 2 things, find connection and avoid rejection. You know, in tribal times, if you were rejected from the tribe, you would die. You would just get banished and cast out and marooned and isolated. And so we knew as tribal people that our survival was linked to find connection, avoid rejection. Avoid rejection, find connection. And there are certain things that we can do that make us more likely to be rejected. One of them is public speaking. If I go on stage and speak and I get it wrong, if I open my mouth and I go blank and I go bright red, if I start to sweat and everyone laughs at me, there is no fear of public speaking. There's a fear of being rejected that you feel when you're about to speak in public. And so I speak in public all the time, often in the Greek, God, it's so scary. And how can you do that? And I went, well, to me, it's like the most amazing thing. Right. How would I know? I go on stage. I love the audience. They appear to love me. Mm-hmm. It's so nice. Because I don't look at the rejection, I look at the connection. As a speaker, I get so connected. I meet people all over the world. Sometimes I go to their homes, I hang out with them. I was in Singapore last Christmas, and I happened to put a little Facebook thing in Singapore, and I met so many people. They go, oh, I saw you speak, or I met you at Mind Valley. Mm-hmm. So I look at the connection. But
look at the connection, not the rejection, right?
It's a bit like, you know, I could be out with my friends when I was 18 and I can ring any of my friends and go, hey, I'm a bit bored. Do you want to come over? But I couldn't ring the guy I fancied because he might go, what? Come over and see you. Of course I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. It's like that thing about, oh, I can't talk to that boy or that girl I like because they might reject me. I can't ask for help because you might say no. I can't go, hey, do you want to hang out with me? Because I might go, are you kidding? And so the fear of rejection is a powerful fear because it used to kill us. We used to die from rejection.
Right. Back in prehistoric times, right?
Oh, yeah. If you watched Game of Thrones, I mean, that survival was a numbers game. If you were living on your own, if you were living on the prairie in America on your own, there's no way you could make it. You'd have to go out and hunt, come home, protect your little small holding on your own. Survival was a numbers game. And so now we don't die of rejection, but we feel like we might. The fear is the same. And then you listen to music. I'll die if you leave me. I can't live without
you. Oh, you wouldn't.
Don't go.
Right.
I can't live without you. Yes, you can. Not only that, you'll find someone a million times better.
Right. But it's a self-talk.
The media tells us that we'll die if we get rejected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.